disrupt the lives of thousands of persons around the world. While the world stopped and slowed its speed, conflicts and wars did not rest, instead kept exacerbating. Human rights violations, abuses have globally increased, and the most marginalized people have been left even further behind. Peace is a concept that involves a full respect of all human rights, the personalization of the right to development, the respect of fundamental freedom, the promotion of equality, tolerance and dialogue, justice and accountability. The implementation of both the right to peace and the right to development, along with the recognition of the right to international solidarity, are imperative drivers to the establishment of a fair world based on brotherhood and social justice. The adoption of legally binding instruments to the operationalizing the right to development is therefore necessary to hold duty bearers accountable and to realize a new, more human and responsible social international order. Concerning the right to peace, only with the right instruments, such as a concrete infrastructure, it is possible to promote peace policies and prevent violence and conflicts. As Kofi Annan said, the aim should be the creation of a sustainable national infrastructure that allows societies and their governments to resolve conflicts internally with their own resources. As IPG23, we urge each state to establish a Minister of Peace as the best tool to realize the right to peace by promoting alternative dispute resolution and reconciliation, encouraging the development of peace culture and education, working for the good coordination of all efforts to implement the right to peace. We need to act now. There are real people and children, victims of conflicts, who deserve another life and opportunities by means of all our commitment. We all, as people of the world, should lend our hands to each other and weave the strings of a different humanity in which the culture of peace and dialogue is the very loom of our work. Thank you.